Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Okay. Whoa.
Does anybody know the name of the song, who sings it, what it's about?
Everyone in the comments is always asking what that theme song is.
Who's with us here today? I'm Julia.
I'm Aiden. And I'm your host.
And I'm Ryan over here.
And I'm your Tommy.
When you guys get that notification warning on your phone that's like you're listening to music too loud, do you do anything about it?
Not even a damn
thing.
No, because
I don't get that warning, because I don't listen to music.
I get tornado warnings. I've never gotten that in my life.
I've gotten it once before.
Wouldn't that be your phone's fault? Like, the phone is playing the music.
No, but if you're at that full volume and you have headphones on, my phone might be like, it's too loud for your ears right now.
Also, the nifty thing is you control the volume.
I get volume warnings when I'm running with my watch, and my watch will be like, oh my God, it's loud. I'm like, that, my friend, is the wind.
Do you have an Apple Watch?
Yeah, I got an Apple Watch.
I was thinking about getting one yesterday, because I feel like if I, like, for running, or if I wanted to not have my phone, can you pay with it?
I think, but I'm not that advanced.
That's convenient.
So if you see Tommy, you can mug him anytime.
Tommy's been running a lot.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those apps where, do you ever try to make a shape out of your route?
No.
No?
It's always a line. It's always out.
It's a line.
Back.
So you don't come back.
You run
5 miles out and then.
Yeah, it's a line. Because I pretty much run this in my footsteps on the way back.
Wow, that's incredible.
How do you know where your footsteps are?
He's a tracker.
I have a very good memory.
Or do you run in the snow so you can step exactly where
I try to, when there is snow, I try to run into it. Or if there's other things that my foot could form something in.
Few things cooler than when you step in something and you can see your entire shoe print in that thing.
Yeah.
Is that true? Are there few things cooler
it's
than that?
It's gotta be up there.
Yeah, okay. It's up there.
What would you say is cooler than that?
Cooler than that? The moon?
Sledding?
Sledding.
Maybe we're just thinking about snow right now.
No, yeah. We're just thinking about snow. It's snow summer, points. Guys. It's the middle of summer.
This is kind of rocked. Summer's rocked.
As a girl, when I was a kid, I would like towards the end of the summer, I was obsessed with like becoming an adult. So I would just think about how I was going to like become. I was like, what am I going to do this at this school year to like be like more organized? And so I'd just buy a bunch of school supplies and obsess over school for like the rest of the summer. And I wish I hadn't wasted all that time. And also, I never went outside as a child. I just hung out on the computer. I was like.
On the computer?
Yeah. Playing I played games or? Club Penguin constantly. My sister wanted to like go play in mud, and I was like, no, I should have been playing in mud.
As a girl, I love Club Penguin.
Puffles. I want a puffle.
Anyone have the membership?
I had a membership for a month.
Okay, good to know you come from money.
Best month of my life.
My sister and I would like race to the computer after we got home from school. And then once we got a laptop and had two computers, it was like insane. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I'd be on my landline phone talking to my best friend while she played on the same server as me, so we'd make sure we'd be on the same computer and then we'd or the same awesome. Server and play Club Penguin with each other.
That's so early 2000s.
I
movie.
Know. None of you can relate to it. Although maybe you can, I don't know.
I remember getting so scared when I like cursed in Club Penguin. I got kicked off. I was like, oh my god, they're gonna email
when
my
you
mom.
Cursed. It wasn't a voice channel, it was typing out.
Oh, and typed
you?
It, like,
yeah,
type
you could
curse
type
word.
A curse.
And then wouldn't that get you banned?
Yeah.
I got banned like multiple times. Wow. But the first time I remember, I was on my mom's computer in her bedroom, and I was really worried she was going to find out about it.
My sister got banned once for spelling wrapped wrong.
Oh. Oh my God, look at the like Christmas theme. My puffle got wrapped.
Classic Aiden.
Oh.
Yeah, do you get it?
I was trying to figure out like how she got to the T, and said, but no, I see.
No,
it's
no, no.
She missed
the W.
No, because she'd have to miss a P as well.
Yeah, she probably did that too.
She probably did. Yeah.
She wasn't a big speller.
Did you guys do the spelling bee when you were children?
I did the spelling bee.
Children? Yeah.
I didn't make it. I made it.
I always wanted to be the best.
Mm. Were you?
No. One time I had a retainer in because I had just got my braces out and I like didn't say a letter and I was wrong, but they thought that I said the correct letter and so I got to move on.
Wow.
I got out on disappointed.
Well, that's just too so fitting. Oh.
That's kind of tough that the S's.
I didn't know if there were two P's or two S's. And if you ask me right now.
Yeah, that's good.
D.
I.
S.
O. A.
That wasn't the one that was supposed to trip you up.
Say, Heath, what book are we reading today? Or what shit? Hey, Keith.
Today, we didn't read Oedipus.
And guess what? I haven't read it.
I know. I've heard one thing about this book. That's all I know about it.
What do you hear about it?
It's pretty complex.
This is going to hit home hard and be relatable for Tommy.
No. That's not what I am implying.
Oh, it's going to be relatable.
Our story takes place in the ancient Greek city of Thebes. King Laius and Queen Jocasta just delivered their brand new baby boy. Their celebration is cut short when the oracle of Apollo informs them of the prophecy that King Laius would die at the hands of his son. As a precaution, the two pierce the newborn's ankles and gives him to a shepherd to abandon on Mount Cithaeron.
So you just want to do the ankles?
Yeah.
Because I think, I know it's a baby, but I feel like a starter, like a, you know, like a nose, like a ring or something.
Like a nose piercing?
Yeah.
Well, here, I don't want the whole septum thing. They always end up looking like cows.
Trendy.
Mom and Dad.
Hey.
What are you talking about?
Baby, hold still. The tattoo's going to get messed up if you keep moving.
We're just doing a little like thing on your ankle. It's so we can know where you are and keep track of you.
We pierce straight through your
bone. What do you want?
What
do you want as your piercing / tattoo?
Well, I like the circle.
Circle?
I think it'd be good just for the...
Oh, I forgot he's a baby. He's not even going to... He's stuck on shapes. We were more so talking about...
I'm kind of unfamiliar with pop cultural figures and... And maxims and quotes and...
We're also sending him off, right? We're preparing him to send him off.
Yeah, he's going to basketball camp.
Okay.
We're going to basketball camp?
He's going
to
be...
You're going to basketball camp.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I'm going to do so well with my cool ankle tattoos.
You're not going to be able to walk on your ankle for like a little bit, but you can watch the other boys at basketball camp.
Wait. I won't be able to play basketball at basketball
camp? No, you can. You can play I'm sorry. I'm just like nervous.
I'm going to be the best.
What?
Is this the baby?
Yeah.
This is the baby that we're sending off to the island who's never going to come back?
Oh.
What?
No, that's what they call... No, it's what they call the basketball camp. Island is short for basketball camp.
Pardon me, Mom. Hello, sir. I'm the baby.
Oh, this is the baby. Your baby is very knowledgeable, talkative, and apt.
Yes, we know.
Is she slinging me a bunch of crap?
Piercing is a little trashy, though. Piercing?
Okay. Well, I have one on my ankle.
I know everyone's doing it. I know. What I got mine filled. It's just...
You got your ankle piercing filled?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's... You know what they're doing. You know what they're doing
now. No, I don't know.
Left cheek.
Oh, on the baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
Would you prefer face or ass?
I don't really have a preference. I mean, up to you guys. It's same for me either way. I brought my own tools, if that's
fine. Oh, you brought a gun piercing gun?
Yep, piercing gun.
Great.
Yes.
Oh, look, the baby's already picked up a guitar, and it says it's moving to Bushwick.
Oh,
I think I'm just going to be off, actually.
No. We got to send you to the island.
I think I'm actually just going to go to Bushwick.
No.
No, I believe I
am. It's piercing.
I've stayed far too long.
And so the shepherd, as the baby strums, is taken to Mount Cithaeron. But the shepherd took pity on the baby, and so he didn't just leave him on the mountaintop. Instead, he gives him to a second shepherd to care for. And this shepherd then brings the baby back to his hometown of Corinth and decides to give the baby to the Corinthian king and queen for their childless, Polybus and Merope. Polybus and Merope name the baby boy Oedipus, or Swollen Foot. They raise him as their own, never telling him about his adoption status.
Child!
Yes!
Child, I love you. You are my biological son!
Oh my gosh, Mom! Say, where did I get these swollen ankles from?
Oh, you with the tough questions.
Hey, Mom.
Hey. Dylan. Dylan, don't you just love Oedipus?
Oedipus. I love when you call me that, Mama. Oedipus.
That's my little nickname for you, Oedipus.
Oedipus, can you take out the damn trash for once?
Don't be
Honey, give me a beer. Give me a Greek beer.
Fine.
Oh, Hector, there you are, my boy.
His Dylan. Name is Dylan.
incredible game last Thank night. You, Mom, I'm so proud of you.
Yep, Coliseum. Yep. I killed
How many
someone.
Kills?
I hit one.
Oh, you're the
one.
Best.
It was a one-on-one match.
Take out the damn trash.
I took the trash out.
Well, go find more trash.
Here's your beer.
Thank you.
Why was there a head in the trash?
Oh, from the game. From the big game.
Is Oedipus going to go through puberty? Or is?
What? I'm going to go through puberty any day now, Mama says.
He can't enter the fights like me if he hasn't gone through puberty. He's going to get mauled out there.
I'll fight you right now.
No,
you
can't fight me right now.
It's time.
I'll fight you right now.
Oedipus, you have to relax.
Take a swing. Take your swing.
Son, fight your brother.
Take your swing,
your biological brother.
Dickhead.
I can't.
Take
I mean,
swing,
he's
dickhead.
So pierced. I feel like anywhere I hit him, it's just going to.
Go ahead.
Gonna step.
Take a swing.
Ow.
Oh. Oh. Wow. You just injected him with puberty.
That's oh, wow.
You okay. got the puberty out of him.
Oh, my God. Your legs are like growing
oh
like
my God.
Crazy.
That's not his leg.
Why was that a different man?
Good evening.
Oh my goodness. Are you the bearer of puberty?
Everyone knows when his son hits puberty, so does his dad. Obviously. So they can like stay synced up.
Son, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't have done it without you, Mama.
Oh, you're welcome, Oedipus.
Many years later, Oedipus is in a bar one night when a drunken reveler tells him that he is not the son of Polybus and Merope. And this fills Oedipus with doubt. Seeking answers, Oedipus visits the Oracle of Apollo, who tells him the prophecy that Oedipus would murder his father and have children with his mother. Horrified, Oedipus boards his carriage and leaves Corinth immediately. And you'll never guess where he's headed.
Oh, God. Another.
Another water?
Yeah, thank you. I'm so drunk. Hey man, are you over 21? Actually, no. We're in Greece. Are you over 18?
Nope, I'm 15. I'm just an adolescent.
Okay, all right.
Why would you like to have a meaningful relationship with me?
I don't want any.
Like a friendship
no,
of sorts.
I don't want to. What it sounds like you're trying to trick me.
Hey
guys, you guys, can I like vibe with you guys? Is that okay?
Yes. Would you like a friendship of sorts?
A friendship. Hold on, I'm getting an aura from you.
Yeah?
I'm getting such an aura.
Yeah? What?
There's a freaking aura coal or something over here? What are you?
What? Okay, don't make fun of women who like do tarot readings and like horoscopes.
Oh, God,
okay.
Let me guess.
You are so one of those guys.
Yeah, what's my sign? Are you going to tell me?
You're a Capricorn, actually. Yeah.
How did you know? How did you know that?
Yeah, because I'm an oracle. Okay.
Whoa.
And
do me.
You are going to have sex with your mom.
Okay. What?
He's a Capricorn.
Oh, do me now. Do me now.
What?
You're a Libra.
Oh, I'm such a Libra.
Wait.
I'm such a Libra. That's crazy.
That's so crazy.
Why did they get signs and you told me? What did you?
Okay, because you're going to end up having children with your mother.
So I'm a Libra.
What are you talking about?
You're a Libra, and you're
what are you talking about?
Wait a minute, is Capricorn like a bad thing?
No, Capricorn is great, okay. And you're also your...
I feel like they got different things than me. Like, this is kind of a bombshell.
Here's the thing.
What are you talking...
Here's the thing is you don't understand the kind of work that I do, actually. So I'm just going off of the energy that I'm receiving.
The energy that you're receiving is telling you that I'm going to have children with my mother one day?
This might be crazy, but sometimes I get tired. Is that because I'm a Libra?
No, it's because your rising sun is a Virgo.
That's
wait.
Insane.
Wait. Yeah. That doesn't mean anything.
Do you get tired?
Yes.
Because you're probably going to have sex with your mom.
Oh, my God.
When is your birthday?
March.
March? That's early March?
Late.
Oh, this guy's having sex with
his
mom.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know what?
Are you going to kill your dad, too?
You know what? I'm going to settle here. I'm going to get settled here. Hey. Keep the change. I'm the son of the king and the queen, who I'm not going to copulate with.
I just wanted to let you know the woman on the end of the bar just sent you this drink. So,
Mom! Mom!
Oh.
Hi, honey. Hi.
Oh, so you know that. You know. So
you missed know. You. Wow. I missed you,
what
dear.
What a weird detail.
It's not going to happen,
you
Mom.
Remember me.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, it seems like this has been a conversation.
Remember me.
Oh, my God.
I gave birth to you.
Mom, you wanted to make me stick lollipops in my eyes.
Oh, what?
Oedipus runs out of the bar and into his carriage.
You know, I like to play a game called Mario Golf for the N64, and when you're playing it, you need to wait for your opponent to take their turn, and you know what I do while I wait?
What?
I learn languages.
No way. Mm-hmm.
I learn Japanese, Spanish, French.
Do you ever mix all those languages up into one big sentence of garbled nonsense?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah? How'd you learn
all
them?
With Babbel.
Oh, yeah.
With Babbel is the app I use. I use Babbel.
Cue the sound.
1 in 5 Americans have learning a new language on their bucket list.
How many Americans is that? What's the American population?
Well, I was confused because there's got to be way more than 5.
Someone pull that up.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, that's what it says. It says that right here.
1 in 5 Americans?
It says 1 in 5. It says 4 in 5 don't give a shit.
But you know what? If you use Babbel, you're probably going to get a job a lot easier.
1 in 5, think about it. You could be part of the elite 20% that is learning multiple languages.
That's true.
When you're an American and you know another language, people are like, oh.
When you guys were in Europe, did people expect you to know one language because you're American?
Yeah, definitely. I thought you were going to ask, when you were in Europe, did people speak other languages?
That too.
In your experience, did they speak other languages?
Yes, in my experience, they spoke other languages.
And do you think they use Babbel?
They probably use Babbel to learn the languages in Europe.
Well, you can learn a language very quickly using Babbel, and it's low commitment.
Also, bonding with, you are a child most likely watching this, if you're in high school, you could learn with your parents. You could learn a new language, and then you could be out in public. You could be speaking French.
Oh, yes.
No one else knows what you're saying.
You could speak Spanish in the home, even if you don't come from a country that speaks Spanish.
Babbel has convenient 10-minute lessons crafted with over 200 language experts, so you can learn languages wherever you go.
They're only 10 minutes?
They're only 10 minutes, and you can learn how to have real-life conversations with people.
Everybody's got 10 minutes. I know, for a matter of fact, when I'm on my phone swiping through stuff, I could be, you'd go on straight on Babbel.
But you know what you could do instead of scrolling on your Filoni is learning with Babbel.
Was Filoni new?
Is that a different language perhaps?
Maybe, but you won't know unless you learn.
No spoilers. Go to Babbel to find out if Filoni is a phone.
That's lesson number 32.
Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners. Go to babbel.com/didn't read.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/didn't read, spelled BABBEL.com/didn't read.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
He's rolling along and he approaches an intersection. From the left side, a fancy carriage also pulls into the intersection and threatens to run Oedipus off the road. A lethal fight ensues, and Oedipus kills the other driver in the scuffle.
Okay, jackass, pull over. What the hell is... Are you drunk?
Don't yell at me.
Are you... Did you just come from a bar?
Slam the horse.
What? What?
All right. What? Do you have good insurance? You better have good insurance.
I don't have insurance. I'm the son of the king. You must let me through.
I assume you're talking about a different king because you are no son of mine. Now let's fight to the death.
Let's fight to the death. Let's
punch.
Ow.
No, they're going to fight him in a film.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He just grew so much. Oh, no.
You have empowered me.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. It's kind of like a power-up for me. Okay, now I'm going to stick my fingers in your head.
That's not your finger. Oh, okay.
I touched his brain.
Oedipus. Oedipus then just proceeds along towards Thebes. When he approaches the gate of Thebes, he is met by a ferocious sphinx. The sphinx devours anyone who fails to solve her riddle. Oedipus gives the correct answer and is welcomed by the city as a hero.
Can't believe I killed a guy back there. That was crazy.
Hello.
Oh, my God. What's
How
up?
Are you?
I'm good. I'm actually going into the city now.
So it's going to be a $3 fee.
$3?
Yep.
$3.
Is there anything else I can do? $3?
Or.
No, it's a $3 fee.
I'm sorry, I don't have cash
no,
on me.
No, listen to me. What? He's no fun. He doesn't let me do my riddles. He likes to do, he wants to charge you $3, but I could do a riddle.
The amount of money we lost is insane.
What's the riddle?
Oh, I have to think of one.
You got to write a riddle?
They're like your thing, though?
If the clouds are full and the sun is not seen, what am I?
Hi. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry I'm late. I'm the Sphinx. Has anyone come? I'm sorry. What was that?
Hello.
Hi. Who are you?
Would you like to cross?
What? $3.
Richard.
Oh,
$3.
I have a riddle.
Why are you doing riddles? Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought you weren't here.
I'm so sorry. Okay. Could I?
I
don't want to go into the city right now.
Oh, all
right. This guy wants to charge me $3.
If the she clouds had some riddle.
Look, listen, makes right. sense. Dude, I don't know who. You already did that one. It doesn't make any sense.
Did not
actually,
answer.
What? No, no. What is the answer? Just say the answer. You didn't think of an answer, did you?
I was waiting to see what he would say.
Were you just going to say yes no matter what?
If the clouds are full and the sun is.
You forgot the riddle.
You're the Sphinx.
I'm a shadow.
Okay.
How does that make sense?
All right, you're done. Would you like a Sphinx riddle or to pay $3?
Yeah, a Sphinx riddle, please.
Okay. Would you rather have sex with your mom or your dad?
I had $3, actually.
Or kill your dad.
Oedipus hands the man $3 and is welcomed into the city as a hero for vanquishing the Sphinx. He promptly marries the city's recently widowed Queen Jocasta. Later, a devastating plague ravages Thebes, and everyone is asking King Oedipus at this point what to do. Oedipus once again goes to the Oracle of Apollo, and the Oracle informs him that the plague would relent when the murderer of the previous king is revealed and run out of town. Oedipus searches for the King Laius' murderer.
Who did it? Was it you?
No, man.
You didn't kill the king?
I did not kill the king.
Are you sure?
Is this really how you're gonna do the search? You're gonna go one by one to everyone?
I'm kind of very good at picking up people's vibes. Unlike the vibes that they give off?
No, I didn't do it.
But there's such a long line. Like, we can't do this
all
day.
Right. Well, if you keep complaining, it's gonna go slower. It's going to go slower.
You got to ask better questions, though. Every day it's, did you do it? No.
And okay. Then back of the line. And then we've been doing this kind of loop thing for a while.
Back of the line.
Okay, that's great.
You?
I did not do it.
You need to wait for me to ask.
Okay.
Did you do it?
No. No, I did not do it.
Okay.
Honey, I think that this one here is a little questionable. I think you should ask her again.
All right. I'm going to ask you one more time.
Uh-huh.
You do it?
No.
Okay. No, she's telling the truth.
Why would I have done it? I mean, nobody saw it. Nobody knows what happened.
You? Back of the line.
Okay.
You?
Hello.
Did you do it?
No, I did not do it.
All right.
Honey, I think this guy's a little questionable. Let me ask him again.
Did you do it?
Nope.
Okay, yeah, he's good.
Back we have line. No food. We're so hungry.
Guys, there's a plague. We need to be as close together as possible. Stick together. We'll get through this really quick.
If you're taking up space, then you're taking... Never mind.
Hey. It's all right. Don't be nervous, honey.
I'm kind of worked up. I'm getting a little...
They're so in love.
Guys,
I wish they didn't look like each other.
Oh, yeah. You're so hot.
Siblings are dating, right?
Age gap.
Yeah, quite the age gap.
If we could just... I think I'm talking to the people in the crowd. Guys, if someone just steps forward and says that they did it,
like,
just takes one for the team.
Like a Spartacus.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Spartacus. He just did that thing last week.
Yeah, we
yes.
Yes, I did overhear your conversation.
Blew up for
that's
that.
Right.
Like, Spartacus, are you here?
He was... Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
Would you take the fall?
Yeah, I love doing that.
Okay.
I am Spartacus.
Oh, I was going to
Queen,
do it, but
Queen what?
Queen what?
Queen Costanza.
Spartacus. Excuse me.
Why would you? Are you having a stroke?
And who the f*** are you?
I'm surrounded by deceit.
Okay, wait. So the queen just messed up.
Okay, which one of you killed the king?
No, before we move on there, I'm really sorry. I thought I was going to start a whole thing where everyone stands up and says, no, I am Spartacus. But it was just me. I take it back. I'm Queen Jocasta Costanza III.
Suddenly, a blind seer comes forward and tells Oedipus that he was the one that killed King Laius. Queen Jocasta likewise insists it couldn't have been Oedipus because King Laius was killed at a crossroads with some assumed robbers. Oedipus continues to deny the allegations until the shepherd who had rescued him as an infant comes forward and also corroborates what the blind seer is saying.
Hear ye, hear ye.
It's a blind seal. It's a seal. It's a seal from the ocean.
I love these guys.
He's so dry. Okay.
King Oedipus would like to make a public statement about the allegations.
What? No, I don't.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I'm a blind seer.
Wait a minute.
I see. I see all through sense.
All right.
Sorry, I'm nervous. Anyway.
What's going on in the Okay, wait. Can you tell us what's going on in a couple places?
What do you mean?
Well, we have you because you're a seer.
Oh, because
you can see
I'm a
stuff,
seer?
So I feel like we should make use of this.
Well, you mean in other locations or yes. Just?
Hi, so sorry I'm late. I'm the blind seer. Did we get started yet?
No.
Hi. Okay.
Oh my god.
Right. I could just set up my things right here. Is
What's
that fine?
What's wrong with this city?
No, it's me.
Oh my god.
I'm the blind seer.
Oh good.
We're gonna
and
put
you.
Who are
killed
you?
Your father.
Okay. Hold up.
What?
We have a blind seal. We have a blind fake seer, and I think we have a blind real seer. So we're gonna put you to the test.
Okay.
Good seal noise.
Seal. Yeah. That's a seal.
That's got to be the seal.
You know what? I can't tell you if they look like a seal or not because I'm the blind one.
I'm the blind one. The seal could talk. This is so confusing now.
Oh my god, it's R&B singer Seal. Right?
I don't know what
I'm
that
not
sounds
blind.
Like.
Okay, so we know that Seal is not relevant, but good to see you.
You killed your father at a crossroads.
Fake seer. That's a fake seer. I killed some random guy at a crossroads.
But what if it was your dad? Would you even know?
What are you talking about my dad?
Here's sheep, and this is the Colosseum. I'm just taking my sheep on a field trip.
Sir!
Yeah, what's up?
You know that, man.
I love those tats and your piercings.
Yo, thanks, man.
Wait. Do I know you from growing up?
No.
Yes, that's right. I know you from growing up.
From
you
growing
killed,
up?
Yes, you killed your dad. That's what also...
You. What are you talking about? My dad?
Yes.
When? Where?
Well, you remember, right?
I see.
Oh,
everything.
She wants a fish. She's not going to give it.
Guys, I'm going to head back.
Fish? I see it. As soon as I get a fish,
yeah.
I'll see it.
Okay, here's a fish. Here's a fish.
I
gave her a dog and she...
Oh my god!
Big fish. Okay. It was a big fish.
I understand
fish.
That she, like, that's not a sight issue. She collected it from you. She's a seal, guys. It's a blind seer, and it is me.
You have road rage, and you killed a man at a crossroads. Do you remember?
That's true. I did. I did do that.
And do you remember thinking this might be my daddy?
No.
Well, in that case, I don't really know.
Oh.
No, you're not off the hook. I am the blind human Greek seer, and you absolutely killed your father.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you can't even freaking swim like I can.
You know what? Maybe I can't, but you just ate an entire raw dog, and I don't care.
Can't see it, can't feel it. Am I covered in blood?
It was alive.
Covered in blood.
I don't like all these allegations right now, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you and you and...
Just real quick, could you verbally tell us who you're pointing at? Because I can't.
I'm going to send the seal and the seer to... All right. Seal and seer, I'm going to have to send you to the dungeon.
What?
To the dungeon for her.
I am not sharing a cell with her.
Well,
and,
I'm sorry,
but
I'm
very stinky.
Cell.
So she would not want to.
Well,
I freaking reek.
Oedipus realizes Apollo's prophecy has come true, and full of resentment and shame, he goes to kill Jocasta, but she, also coming to the realization that she married her own son, took her own life. Oedipus, even more upset, takes two pins from her dress and stabs his eyeballs.
So what do you want to do for this piercing, you said?
right through the eyes, please. Right through both eyeballs. Oh, okay. Just like down the center.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Why not?
That would kill you instantly.
Well, yeah, can I get like quarter inches? Quarter inch, half inches?
Is that your mom right there on the ground?
That's my mother. Oh, okay. That's my mother. These are the pins I was hoping that you would use from her dress. That's awesome. Never mind.
That's sort of sweet and sentimental.
That's cute.
Right?
Well, we can't do your eyes. We could do like through your lips. Like
Okay.
Through your lip into your eye.
No.
Sorry, I'm trying to get experimental. No, but this guy.
Don't encourage it.
Can I see the pins back actually?
Yeah. There you go.
I'm just going to like. Yeah, just like this is kind of what I wanted.
Just like that. Oh, you know what?
But like, yeah. While I'm here, could I get a lip piercing?
Yeah. We could do a lip piercing.
Okay. I just feel like it look cool. Yeah.
You're not allergic to any metals, are you?
Just steel.
Okay, perfect. And let's put the lip piercing in.
This is ice. Oh.
What material is this?
That's rose gold.
Good.
You've rose gold eyes. You look very fashionable right now.
I didn't tell him though, but let's just put in these lip piercings.
Okay. Cool. Nice.
Hello?
Oh.
Oh, the seal's hungry. It's been eating bigger things. It's been eating bigger and bigger things since the dog.
Oh, big fish.
No.
No.
Oh, it got Oedipus.
Get out of here.
It ate Oedipus.
Yeah. And looking
Oedipi, your hand's missing.
Ow.
The seal got
I just got back on the market. No, I got a missing hand.
Well, you're blind and you have a missing hand.
Okay, I know for a fact that this guy's not blind. You can't all be blind.
He is blind.
Yeah, sure. If I could see, I'm sure I would see him seeing.
Hi, I'm new here. How are you doing?
How you doing? So sorry that was not your hand.
Nice to meet
you. You don't have a hand. You have a fin. That's a fin.
And so the seal ate Oedipus, and now you know all about Oedipus.
You know who I feel sorry for?
Hmm.
Oedipus.
What is that?
Oh, just one sorry guy. He goes from being given up by his parents, having a piercing in his ankle. That would stink.
Piercing in his ankle. So like,
no, it wasn't piercing. It was like he was. They didn't they say like
he was pierced.
Like with a sword. Like so there's a mark on his ankle.
Oh,
so they marked it so they could find him later.
Yeah.
Still not nice. He had swollen ankles after that. They cut him and then dropped him off.
And he was a baby. Probably getting made fun of.
Then his dad did road rage at him. Can you imagine if your own dad did road rage at you?
That's crazy.
Both some guys doing road rage at you. You get out of the car. It's your dad. It sounds like a nightmare. And then you kill him. Okay, now that's a nightmare.
Yeah, and then you have sex with your mom.
See, that makes it
it's
even
like
more
back
of a nightmare.
To the future.
Yes.
It's back to
it's
the future.
It's like a compounding nightmare.
Like an Oedipus thing.
Hmm.
Back to the future.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Because
he
kills his dad and then he does marry his mom.
And
it does take
place in ancient Greece, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Spartacus makes an appearance.
That's right.
Yes.
Do you guys road rage ever?
Rarely. I'm pretty calm. Mm.
I've done one horn in my life.
Oh, I've done more horns. I just don't get. I'm not like, ah!
Two horns in the past month. Previous to that, almost none.
Wow.
What does that tell you?
Two people messed up.
Yeah. Getting aggressive.
Yeah.
Or people are getting worse.
Yes, it's the
people
on these roads.
People become more foolish.
Mm.
I sometimes do a little honk. Sometimes I do a friendly honk, but it's hard to direct the honk. What if I see someone on the street? I honk at them. Person in front of me thinks I honk at them.
They need directional honks and they need different tones of honk.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah.
You know what they should do? You should be able to record your voice into the car.
So come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You can go.
It's green.
it's green. Yeah. No rush.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry about that one. Yeah.
Take your time.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. Yeah.
All right. It's enough banter.
Can I say one other thing? Because I was laughing, but I couldn't do it because I was trying not to force anything, but I wanted to say it. When you said the name of the queen, I immediately wanted to do Queen Costanza and like base it off of George Costanza. I thought that'd be so funny.
That would have been good.
But I didn't. So now you can all just imagine Queen Costanza as a bit.
Mm. Queen's getting upset or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jerry!
I love the Sphinx character.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Your fake Sphinx.
Yeah. This is good. Every after the end, we should just talk about what we like. Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant work.
Yeah.
You were great out there too, as Oedipus.
Thank you.
Yeah, Oedipi.
Thank you.
I really
you
were like
really great. You're
putting in great surprises.
Odysseus, that's Odysseus, the fake constellation in Eternal Sunshine.
Okay. That was we didn't read it.
I'm your host.
One of them. Follow us on socials, American High Shorts.
And I'm your host.
And I'm your host. Also, new account, Barely Aiden. Adult.
Or
barely
Adult. Or Adult, depending what part of the country.
Barely Adult.
Check us out, American High Shorts, College Life, Barely Adults, and I'm your host.
Comment and like it and subscribe. We're trying to hit 3 million by tomorrow.
Text your friends.
Text your friends. Our jobs are on the line.
All right. Okay. See you tomorrow.
See you next time.
See you tomorrow.
And I'm your host.
Bye.
Bye.